This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with the 855 Real. I love these little headsets, but man, they poke you in the back of the head. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Please be part of the conversation. I do so much appreciate the time that I see you involved in the chat room or sending me emails. You can send an email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. You can also, you know, if you want to just be notified by text that the show is starting, simply text TRS to 55222, TRS to 55222. Okay, here we go. David Sussman's going to join me after the first break. And David has been working on the panel the last couple of nights on the debates from the Democrats or the crazy crats, whatever you want to call them. It was just like somebody threw a piece of meat into a piranha tank. You know what I'm saying? And I think at some point in time they didn't know they were eating each other. But we'll see how that works out. And David's closer to it than I am. President's speech tonight. You know, I can tell you something. You know, you really do know, if you've been listening to the show for any length of time, I appreciate the president. I appreciate what he's trying to do, what he wants to do. I wish there's two things he would do. I wish he wouldn't embellish so much. I'm not going to call it lies because he really truly believes it. You know, he's doing it, and he's got the biggest numbers. And he got, you know, remember when he was talking about the Navy? I mean, the military, it was going to be the biggest, the beautiful, the whatever military we've ever seen. He meant it from the heart, right? So they're going to pick on him that he, you know, he was talking today about the record crowds at the stadium. They've never seen anything this big before. Somebody will find a number where they, you know, somebody else had an event and there were four more people there, and they'll say the president lied. And they go, well, who cares? Here's what I was saying earlier, which I think is hilarious. The man is charging you to show up and see him speak. Not only are they buying tickets, but they're waiting outside to get in for overflow. And the Dems giving the tickets away, they can't get him to show up. I mean, for all intents and purposes. Same thing with what was it? The Clintons. Clinton's on tour. I mean, the first five rows were selling like for $3,500 a seat. The cheapest tickets you could get at one point in time were $150 each. They couldn't give them away for under $20 at one point. Right? I mean, seriously. That's how full of themselves they are. They think what they're... So, they're on stage right now. They're eating each other up big time. There's no thought to the damage they're doing. Now, look at I'm actually happy that they're doing it to each other. Because that means they're not doing it to us, right? So, it's just... Again, it's just amazing to watch them have a total lack of understanding of what's going on around them. I want to say, I'll save that for Dave when he comes on. You know, some of you, I don't know if you caught this today, but the Governor Newsom, and actually California as a whole, they seem to not care about what they sign into law and whether it goes against federal law because they're like their own country. Even a couple of legislators at one point in time in a roundtable discussion say, we do what we want to do. We're a big state. We do what we want to do. And that's exactly what our founding fathers were afraid of. At some point in time, or even back then, they didn't want the bigger states to have more power than the smaller states. And because they wanted a representative government, look how they broke it up. You've got two houses. One house is so equal, right? Two, for those of you who aren't that swift, two senators, free state, end of discussion. Now, there's some of these non-constitutional or these constitutional morons that are saying, no, we need more senators because the bigger states have more people. Duh. No, really? Why do you think the Founding Fathers said two? You only get two. And the reason behind that is so everybody gets an equal vote. Big or small, Rhode Island gets the same power in the Senate that California gets. And that's only fair, and that's right. But we screwed that up, too. Because we never voted for senators. What was it, the 17th Amendment? We didn't vote for senators. That was, they were appointed by the governor to take to go back to D.C. and make sure the needs of the state were pushed, presented, whatever. They didn't have to worry about getting reelected, maybe reappointed, but they didn't have to worry about getting reelected and having to, you know, reach out to all the people. And in Congress, a congressman, congressperson, whatever, that's representative because there's only so many people per congressional district, period. So if you have a lot of people, then you'll have more congresspeople. If you have less, you'll have less. That's fair. That's representative. California doesn't see it that way. They just think they know what's better for everybody. So Newsom, who once questioned the constitutionality of a law, of such a law. This is the one where any president, that only lasts for a while, has to show their tax returns to be able to be put on the ballot. This is unconstitutional. We all know it. You know, Jerry Brown even vetoed, says, we're not doing this. Don't be stupid. This is unconstitutional. We're not spending taxpayer dollars to fight this. Which is great. Right? And so Newsom, who once questioned the constitutionality of laws like this, he took another political jab at Trump by signing that law. Now, he knows it's going to get challenged. He knows you're going to waste taxpayer money, but he doesn't care. And Newsom said this should be a national standard. Well, there is a national standard. DOPUS. It's called the Constitution. That's your national standard. It lays out what you're supposed to do. Now, I heard in the roundtable discussion he was upset and said the federal government shouldn't, you know, the state should be able to decide. And that, you know, he knows he's stepping on the federal toes. I would have loved to have been in the room and say to him, okay, so listen, you passed a law now that the president, federal, you're going to get federal law, has to show tax returns. Why don't we do the same thing to governors? We'll pass a federal law that says you guys have to show your tax returns. What do you think? Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Sight. Dave Sussman joins me after the break.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna happen. We are back. Baby, baby, it looks like you're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Look, if you want to be notified about the show, just, you know, one thing at a time. I don't want to make it too hard on you. Head up to the, you don't even have to head up to the website. You've got that smartphone in your hand already. So just text TRS to 55222, TRS to 55222. I'll let you know when the show's going to start. I won't inundate you with it. And if you can spell the word stop, you can stop it at any time you want to. Also, please check out the new apps that we put up online in Apple and in the what's that other place? Google. Yeah, the Google Store. You can You can see the post that we put up. There's a whole bunch of stuff up there, but they're beta versions. I need your input. Some of you have already sent me emails. Thank you so much. But keep up the good work, because I really want to know how to let this thing flow, how it's easy for you to watch and listen to. David Sussman joins me. He's the he's been my guest host several times. I love when he's on the show with me. He's a host of America's Voice News. I couldn't get that out of my mouth.
America's Voice Live.
There you go. America's Voice Live. I get it right. About six more times, I'll get it right. I'll get it right. And I love your other show, man. I'm sorry. Whiskey Politics. I think that's great. I love
Thank
the show.
Thank you, my friend.
I love the way you do the interviews. I don't have the patience to do that. I'd hit some of those people you interview, and you have to guess host for a couple of weeks solid after that. So, anyhow. All right. So. Plenty of blood pressure medication over the last two nights. You've been heavily involved in the Democrat. You know what? I want to call it a food fight. It looked more like a college food fight at times, didn't it? More than a forum or a debate or whatever.
Yeah, we had a panel. Actually, it was quite an incredible array of individuals. We had about a total over two nights. We had a total of about 17 or 18 people join us. And we moderated this panel, and then we spoke about it afterwards. We had CNN below, and we were able to chime in. Think Mystery Science Theater 3000.
I love that show. So great.
And we had a great time, and we had some fantastic luminaries with us. Michael Loftus, who you know, and Sue Robertson, and Sabo, and a bunch of other people. Actually, Sabo wasn't on this one. He was on the last one. But some great folks, Kent Emmons as well. And, you know, I think, Joe, when you take a look at what's going on with the Democrats right now, if I was a Democrat, I would be deeply depressed. Because...
Right. Yep.
I'd be petrified about Trump if I was a Democrat, but I would be depressed because my Democrat Party, and I know a lot of good Democrats, a good number of friends of mine are Democrats, but they're classic liberal Democrats.
Right.
And that party of JFK is no longer.
Yeah.
It is now the party of racists and xenophobes and bigots. And what I mean by that is that's what they are running on, calling everybody if you disagree with them. And the idea of policy today has just been completely thrown out of the window. You know, I was talking with my 14-year-old son today. He's got more ideas of policy than Kamala Harris or Biden or any of these guys. It's really sad.
Well, listen, I like, you know, where Tulsi Gabbard went after Harris last night. And if you watch her face while Tulsi was hitting her with that, she didn't know what to do. She truly was lost and starting to fold up in her mind.
Yeah.
Because that was true stuff. That was real. And she wouldn't know how to deal with it. I mean, do you feel the same way?
Yeah, Tulsi was great. I mean, I don't agree with her on most of her policies, but I think she was the standout winner last night. We said that before we saw Drudge and Breitbart, which called her the winner as well. But she went after Kamala, and Kamala was, I don't know, and I haven't watched any news today. I had a two-hour show this morning, and we were talking about it, but I haven't watched any of the talking heads. Kamala seemed very, I guess the word is apathetic last night. She seemed like she didn't care, and she was talking like a school marm and angry, almost vitriolic. And so I think Tulsi came up really well. She's a beautiful woman, physically speaking. She's a veteran, you know, she's as close as you're going to get to a moderate in that group today. There's no place for her in this Democratic Party.
No. But she's the only one that doesn't sound like she's on the edge of being crazy. Do you know what I mean? Tammy and I have been talking
about
that. And I say, you know what? She sounds the most sane of the group. Also, you heard nothing about, I'm sure you caught this already, but you heard nothing about Russia. You heard nothing about the Mueller report, unless they were talking about the influence. Like Kamala Harris said, it was the Russians that caused Tulsi to do what she did. I'm thinking, man, you guys.
That came out today, right?
Yes. Oh, my God.
So I caught only a headline of that. What exactly was it that Kamala said about this with the Russians?
It's the Russian bots and information that was given to Tulsi. That's why she went after her the way she did. You heard Cory Booker with his The reason they lost, what was it, Ohio or wherever it was, Wisconsin, was because of the Russians.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Apparently, the Russians have been more involved than you and I ever knew in our politics on a regular basis. But, again, they've got nothing else. They've got nothing else, and they're in trouble. They have to know they're in trouble. Do you think?
Well, they are in trouble. They do know they're in trouble. There are a significant number of divisions within the Democratic Party right now, and there's no consensus. If you speak to one Democrat and you speak to another Democrat, you'll hear that they have different they have different priorities right now. And so, you know, listen, after two rounds, it's really now four rounds of Democratic debates.
Yep.
If I was the DNC, I would make sure that only half of who we saw the past two nights, only half, and roughly 10, okay, should make it to the next round. Get rid of Blasio. Get rid of, I mean, these guys. I mean, who's the Muppet guy from Colorado? What's his name?
Is that Hickenlooper or?
No, Hickenlooper was the night before. The senator from, I'm exhausted. We were up so late last night. What was his name from? Anyway, he sounds like he ate Grover from Sesame Street. Okay. They don't have any place up there. They're sucking up oxygen, and let the crazy run. Let's see how crazy they are. Let's have Kamala have a cat fight with Elizabeth Warren, and then outbid each other as much as it's incredible to me. I mean, Andrew Yang, come to my site, elect me president, I'll give you $1,000.
I thought it was illegal to offer people money for a vote.
Universal basic income. Come to my site, make me president, and you get money. You get a car. You get a car. You all get. This is what we've gotten to now.
Well, that'll become, it's the Oprah show. It's not even a debate anymore. But so you got Warren last night. I mean, she made my point for me last night. I've been saying for a long time, you and I have talked about this, the word racist means absolutely nothing anymore because of what they've done to it. And we'll talk about this on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go anywhere. Dave Sussman's with me. We're going to have a lot of fun about the debates and the president's speech tonight. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump holds his first rally since the second round of Democratic debates. 17,000 Trump supporters decked out in red, white, and blue inside the U.S. Bank Arena in Cincinnati, Ohio, with many, many more outside who could not get in.
Democrat lawmakers care more about illegal aliens than they care about their own constituents. They put foreign citizens before American citizens.
And the president goes on to tell the crowd,
today I have a simple proposal for Democrat leaders to support legislation to end illegal migration, and we will use the vast savings to rebuild our inner cities. That's the way we should be doing it. That's what we should be doing.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the
we are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. I always appreciate your time with me. Look, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@thereal. I can't make it any easier for you. joe@therealside.com. There's a live chat room going up on the website. There's Facebook feeds. You can get involved with some other people that are up there, too. I've got to believe that you're the smartest people in radio because you're listening to us tonight. And when I say us, I tell you what, I got one of the smartest guys in the business on. You know, I don't feel worthy to have him on with me. I got to tell you, seriously. David Sussman joins me. He's the host of America's Voice Live in Whiskey Politics. You got to check out his show, Whiskey Politics. It's one of my favorites, and I very much enjoy it. Dave, thanks for being with me.
Hey, Joe, I'm really excited. I'm going to be back in your chair next Wednesday night.
Oh, good. Cool. You're going to have a lot of fun. I hope
you have. Yeah, I have a blast on your show. You got the best listeners in all of radio.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate it. You hear that? Send us both money. Right? Okay. That's how it works.
Okay. So I'm pandering like the Democrats did last night.
Yeah, there you go. Right? Yeah. Okay. So listen. Let's talk about the, I guess, what would she be, an anti-racist or something? Elizabeth Warren, right?
Yep.
She had eco-racist and food racism and educational racism. I mean, she hit every racist, but she missed one. Before we really get serious here, she did miss one because there was a recent story today out on CNN Business, okay, in the science section. I don't know if you caught this. Do you know that there's actually a thing called robot racism? Were you aware?
No, what is robot racism?
For
the love of God.
Now, listen, I didn't go to college. I always thought racism was when you thought one race was better than another, that your race was superior. And I didn't know that robots were a race now. So recent study shows that the humans, us humans, we are afraid of and we see ourselves as much more superior than robots. They're machines, people. I can't believe that CNN actually even did this study, put up the story, and talked about it. We're gone. As a society, we need to be flushed. I'm telling you. God. Anyway.
You know, I feel like I should be a character in Logan's Run. Where do I escape? Because we know we're going to die soon from all of this, so I need to escape. Where can I escape to, Joe?
You got 12 years. Well, maybe 10. I don't know. I don't know if
it's the environment.
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
Pretty much gone,
all right.
You know. So get over it. Matter of fact, if we're gone in 12 years, I kind of feel like some of the other guys do. Run up all your bills, mortgage the heck out of the house, have all the fun you want, and say, look at. Come back in 10 years or so, and I'll let you know if I can pay you. We may not even be here, right? If you do it the dem thing. So, I mean, this like I said, this racism thing has gone too far. I had Corey Duncan on in the first hour. We were talking about it. He feels the same way I do. It's racism now is not a nasty word. They use it to try to make you feel bad, to try to make other people dislike you. But the bottom line is, for me, it holds no meaning anymore. What do you think?
It's totally diminished. We've talked about this before.
Yeah.
You can't say a word, boy cries wolf, okay, again and again and again, and expect to say, have the same reaction. Think of it like as dopamine, right? I mean, I don't know if you've ever, you know, back in the 80s when you were doing all that cocaine, Joe Messina.
70s.
You would have to do more coke just to get up to that level that you were the first time that you did it. Or if you were gambling, remember all those days you used to gamble, Joe Messina? You know, you go to Vegas and you bet everything and you know, the kids, everything. And you don't get that thrill. You don't get that dopamine fix. So you're going to have to double down and triple down and make stupid bets. This is what diminishing the reaction is. This is, I mean, it's a stupid metaphor, but it's true, because when if somebody called you a racist in 1995, you would have been mortified.
Yep.
You would have been incredulous. You would have thought about it for weeks. You would have written letters and tried to figure it out, because you don't want to be called a racist. I get called a racist a dozen times a day now on social media.
Well,
it doesn't affect me, because it's just been completely diminished. I've never done coke. I'm sure you've never done coke. You haven't gambled away the house.
No.
But my point being is that you don't have that impact on anybody anymore, right? Because you've just been hitting that button, that Pavlovian dog button. And after a while, you're just not getting the reaction that you want.
No. And again, I think they're seeing the kind of trouble there, and look at how they were have been treating each other the last two debates up there. You've got Joe Biden. They came out swinging at him last night. Now here's a guy that obviously he's not hasn't gone far enough left for them, but here they are pounding on him. He brings Obama into him. What do you see today? They're saying stop beating on Obama's policies, because that's in essence what they're doing when they're beating on Joe, and he keeps pushing it towards Obama. I think he's doing it for cover, my personal self. But they're really worried that this group of Democrats now are diminishing what they perceive Obama did in a positive way. Do you see that too?
Well, yeah, listen, I was talking with a friend today, and we spent some time with our kids, and I actually said these words. I said, Barack Obama actually looks conservative today.
Yep.
And I caught myself, because I was totally against the Obama administration. I disagreed with their policies, right? I was a Tea Party guy back in 2008, 2009. We had 8 years of zero economic growth. We almost went into recession twice. Lots and lots of issues. But he pushed people back across the border. He deported illegal aliens. He actually used that term, illegal aliens. This crew today, when did it change, Joe? How did it change? And how did it change so quickly, where you had Obama, Biden, and now you've got the bad orange man in the office, and everybody's heads have exploded on the left, where all common sense has just been thrown out of the window? How did that happen?
Dave, it's the hate. You see what hate does to people. You and I have seen that over the years. They hate this guy Trump so much, there is nothing they can find positive about him in anything he does. And then that hate starts to build up. And look what they've done. They've overflowed that on the stage. But I got to, who's that lady Who's the one with the bad juju? She says it's coming up out of the, what's the name? Williamson?
Marianne.
Oh, Marianne Williamson. Well, no, because everything in life is going to be fixed with love. And we're going to sit around in our prayer circles.
Yes.
And we're going to send energy to all of the enemies across the world so they don't want to kill us and attack us. Iran doesn't really think of us as the great Satan because we don't love them enough yet. If we love them, Joe, guess what? We're going to sit on the Hilltop commercial for Coca-Cola and just get along.
You know, you got to get, and I know this is a sad thing, but when she's saying those things, somebody on the other side of the screen should be putting up all those stories of the young people here that went over to find an ISIS person so they could hug them and love on them and show them that we really cared about them, and does show pictures of their body in two pieces. Because that's really, you know, they don't get the reality of the world. And their little compound, everything is, you know, sugar and nuts and spices and everything is wonderful and happy. And, you know, she's going to meet Trump on the battlefield of love. Okay, I'm just, I can't smoke enough dope for that to make sense. I'm sorry. That this won't work for me.
No.
Oh, God.
No. Awful. Awful.
But interesting, but to what we've been talking about, some of it is, you've covered these things before. You're watching their base people. They can't go far enough left. There is no boundary on the left for them. There's no boundary towards socialism. And even the few of the guys that were up there speaking, when they would try to come in with sane comments, like you cannot do health care for all. The system couldn't handle it. They get booed. The other people attack them immediately. You would even 2 years ago, you didn't see this kind of thing, did you?
Trump has triggered something in these people, literally triggered, okay, something in these people where they, you know, the old movies from the 80s, Short Circuit, you know, the robot and bling, you know, the spring came out of the head. This is what's happened to the left. And again, coming back to our earlier point, because I don't think everybody on the left is evil. I don't think everybody on the left is horrible human beings. I think there's a good 20% of the leftist base right now that are taking the rest of the party down this downward spiral. They've gone over the cliff. And there's a lot of good classic liberals that may not like Donald Trump. Okay. They don't hate us, and they're mortified.
Oh yeah. No question about it. Look, when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about Tulsi Gabbard again, because apparently she was on MSNBC earlier today, and they were blasting her for the way she treated Camilla. I mean, can you believe this? These are supposed to be journalists. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Dave Sussman will be with me on the other side. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They hit through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, that bada boom bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930.
800-590-4930, 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Can somebody help me? I think my air conditioner's dying.
Nurse, I need a compressor and a condenser coil. Stat.
Sounds serious.
Doctor, it's losing pressure, and the blower motor is unresponsive.
Sounds expensive.
That depends. Do you have an American Home Shield home warranty?
No.
Well, then I'm afraid I have some bad news.
Before your next home system and appliance breakdown, be sure you call American Home Shield. We help cover the cost when major components of up to 21 home systems and appliances die. Either we'll come to your home and repair them, or we'll replace them, no matter their age, including your AC, washer, oven, electrical, and plumbing. For a free quote, call 1-800-700-4350. Be sure your budget's protected. Be sure with the Shield, American Home Shield. For a free quote on flexible plans to meet your needs and budget, call 1-800-700-4350. That's 1-800-700-4350.
Limitations and exclusions apply. See plan for details.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
I think you can never have too much cowbell, right? Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Oh, my. Hey, hello to Michael from Alaska. It's going to be warm there now, Michael. You can answer in the chat room if you want to. It's a place I've always wanted to go. I just don't know when. When's the best time to go is. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me again. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Let's just bring it back on because I don't want to waste a whole bunch of his time. Dave Sussman joins me. Always appreciate the time that he spends with me. He's the host of Whiskey Politics. Great show. You got to check it out. And also the host of America's Voice Live. Dave, thanks for being with me.
Thank you for having me, Joe Messina, my favorite show host.
The guest host next week on the show, next Wednesday night. So
next Wednesday night. I can't wait. I love hosting Joe Messina's Real Side Radio.
There's something wrong with you, man. We have to have you checked before we let you back in the studio. But I appreciate that. All right. You know, everything that's going down right now with the Democrats, and they can't seem to get on the same page, and they're eating each other, which I know to a degree happens, But these guys are, they're really going after each other. And I think they're giving a whole bunch to Republicans, but I don't think Trump has anything to worry about. I really don't. There isn't anybody in that group that stands out that I think will give him heartburn.
Not at this moment. I think that if you are one Donald J. Trump, you are feeling very, very confident. However, and I say this as a caveat, and I think that we as conservatives or right of center or libertarians or conservatarians or whatever you want to call yourself, you may have some liberals and progressives in the audience as well. But I think that if you are going to analyze where we are right now, you have to understand that we are 16 months away from the election. Yep. And there are some concerns if you are watching the economy right now. And everybody says that if the election were held today, and it's a shame this is not Israel or England where you can call your own election, but if the election were held today, slam dunk, I think easily 320 electoral votes for Donald Trump. Okay? But if you have a slowdown around the world, as we have had, and it starts to infect the United States of America's economy, and people start getting concerned over their future, financially speaking, that is an opening for the Democrats. And they are looking, they're trying to talk down the economy now, and nobody's taking them seriously. Unemployment is the lowest it's been in every demographic now you want to talk about. Women, blacks, Hispanics, Eskimos with their hands tied behind their back. Everybody is working. Okay, that's racist. That was racist. Wasn't that racist?
Yeah, I'm going to have to cut you now because...
I know. I love Eskimos.
Yeah,
but
yes.
Here's my point is that everybody has a job that wants a job. And so the stock market is doing very, very well. But what if we have a slowdown, Joe? What happens? Is that difference with people saying, oh, yeah, you know, we need somebody to come in and save the economy again? Is that going to be the difference in the next election?
Well, listen, Joe Biden was talking about what he was going to do if he became president, which is right in line, but he called it out. He's going to kill the coal industry. I mean, he said it. He said, we can't be using these fossil fuels. Coal's got to go. Natural gas has got to go. He went down the whole list. I said, what he should have said was, I'm going to make sure that the unemployment rate goes back to where it was when Obama was president, because they're going to wipe out all these industries.
And, right.
Even if the economy's on a bit of a downturn, I'm not talking about in the tank, but even if it's on a bit of a downturn, what do they have to sell? Whatever they come to the table with is going to be worse. Have you seen one positive message, one message as a commentator that you're looking at, one message from one of these people where you can say, you know what, okay, that makes sense, that could work, that could make things better?
Okay, so I think that, again, coming back to, I think Gabby, she's a veteran. She's talking from the standpoint of not wanting to pull troops out. You want to have national security. You want to take care of the troops. All of those are things I think we all agree with.
Right.
I think, I like her from that standpoint. But when you start talking about social and economic issues, you got to run the other way because she's kind of lock, stock, and barrel with the rest.
Yeah.
There's, what's his name? Jay Inslee? I think he's from Washington State.
Yeah.
I think he came out and he says that everybody on this stage right now, and I think it was him who said this, everybody on the stage right now that is pushing for universal health care and getting rid of insurance and all of these, you're going to lose to Donald J. Trump. And he's right.
Yeah.
Because nobody wants universal health care. We know what that looks like. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so if we talk about, the government option, if you want to call it that, because that's what exactly it is, all insurance goes away because they can't compete. We only have one or two insurance companies right now.
Yeah.
So I think he's right on that. Does that mean I'm going to come and vote for him? Of course not.
No, but if you can tell people, if you want to see how universal health care is going to work, just look at the Veterans Administration. It's a perfect example of how it's administered, how bad it is, and how many people really will. They say if we get rid of the affordable health care, that millions of people are going to die, or hundreds of whatever. My God, if you go to single-payer health care, you are guaranteed that thousands of people will die every day just because they don't get the health care that they need or they don't get the services that they need. So, I'm not an optimist like this, but in listening to people, in listening to them on the streets, and seeing some of the interviews that they're doing of the man on the street, if you would, people are starting to wake up, and not to wake up to loving the Republicans, but they are waking up to see what the Democrats are doing, what they're calling for, and what they truly stand for. And they're understanding, we can't do this. We can't handle this. Do you agree with that? I mean, the young people are saying, hey, yeah, you know, I want you to pay for my college. I want you to pay for my health care. I want you to pay for my apartment. But the reality is middle America is looking at it going, now, this will not work.
You know, it's an interesting point, Joe, and I wouldn't just say it's about the young people. I say it's a lot of people. I had a discussion with my mother today, and, you know, she's like, this man, the things that he says, why does he keep doing it? She supports conservative policies. She thinks that the left are insane, but she doesn't like the things that Trump says or how he says them, and I get that. I think one of Trump's biggest issues and one of his biggest challenges that he is going to have in campaign 2020 are those women that are kind of in the center that don't like the things that he says, but like the fact that their, the IRA or their 401k has gone through the roof. So they're torn. If you're on the Trump campaign train for 2020, you're going to have to start speaking to those individuals and letting them understand the difference between Donald Trump the person and Donald Trump the policies.
Right.
Are you going to bed at night with this man, or are you going to bed at night knowing what you've got in the bank account because of the man's policies? That's where the difference needs to be accentuated.
Well, if we are truly, and I don't want to say it this way. Here's what I'm going to say. I don't want to say on Trump's side. If we are truly on the president's side, who's turned this country around and going to do great things for this country, I think the things we have to drive home on a regular basis is, I don't care. You know, do you want Hawkeye Pierce operating on you, or do you want...
Wow, right? You're going back there, Joe. Little mash.
Or do you want the guy that speaks perfect English, dots every I, crosses every T? I want repaired, and I know that Hawkeye can pull it off, and that's the guy I want. And when it comes to the president, what we need to do is we need to look at these single moms who now have some more money. You know, their kids are working. I mean, think about this. The black community, the kids, the teen kids are working at higher numbers than they have in decades. Single moms are getting, women are getting more jobs in the workplace. That's what we have to push on. That's what we have to highlight and let him do what he does, at his rallies and such. Side note real quick. I was enlightened tonight on something. Did you know that Donald Trump charged for the tickets when you go to his rallies?
I never heard that. Really? No.
Yeah, tonight he was talking about it at the rally, and he said, look, we charge a very nominal fee, and I know, I don't know how you feel about it, but I know that you got skin in the game now. You're going to show up. You paid for that ticket.
Yeah.
So even with all that, he fills the place. They're waiting outside to see him, and the Dems let you in for free, and there's always seats available. What does that tell you?
I did not know that. Wow. That's incredible. I really did. And he fill, like you said, he fills up stadiums. What's he charging, $10 a head or something?
Right, yeah, like $5 or $10 a head. Just
okay.
And I'm good with that. I think that's great. I think people should have some.
Was that at the Cincinnati event tonight?
The recent event, yeah. Yeah. He talked about that tonight.
Okay.
And I added to that by saying, and look, the Dems let you in for nothing, and there's plenty of seats available,
Crazy is that? That's insane. I didn't know that. Wow.
Yeah.
See, you come to Joe Messina's Real Side Radio and you learn things, folks.
Yeah. You realize that tidbit and $1.75 will get you coffee at the local coffee place, but whatever. Hey, listen, we got about 30 seconds left. Tell people where to find you, where they can see you, and where they can catch up with Whiskey Politics and other things.
Find my show daily, America's Voice Live, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Every day. Actually, it's, best Pacific time, by the way, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. every single day. AmericasVoice.news. You can also find Whiskey Politics everywhere at America's Voice News, Ricochet. Find our YouTube channel. Find me at WhiskeyPolitics.net, and follow me at David Sussman on Twitter.
Well, always a pleasure, David. And listen, next week, he's here next Wednesday night. Don't miss him. He's always got great guests and always have a good time.
You're a great American, Joe Messina. Thanks, Tammy.
I appreciate that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen, don't go far. We got a lot more coming up in the next hour. We're going to go through the Democrats one by one. and talk about what kind of chance they really have. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. We'll be back in a bit.